This is Ted Kennedy. Is Senator Al Simpson ready to help solve the coming labor shortage? In a moment, we'll find out on Face Off. Al, for the first time since World War II, we're heading into a potentially serious nationwide labor shortage, an economy with more jobs than workers. That's bad news for the future, unless we adopt wiser employment and educational policies now. One cause of the labor shortage is our Alice in Wonderland welfare system. Millions of people on welfare would take work if the minimum wage wasn't a sub-poverty wage, if they didn't lose their Medicaid health benefits, and if they had decent daycare for their children. Another cause of the labor shortage is today's schools. They're not turning out students with skills needed in today's workplace. Business leaders are more and more alarmed about the high costs dumped on them to bring workers up to speed on basic skills they should have learned in school. Face up to the labor shortage in 89, Al, or face a labor crisis in the 1990s.
Ted, you union-dominated Democrats always come up with the old surefire proposals to address the labor shortage, but you push the proposals that actually destroy jobs. The minimum wage increase is one such proposal. Don't salivate. By raising that minimum wage without creating a sub-minimum training wage, you raise the labor costs of employers. That means fewer jobs created and lots of low-skilled jobs disappear outright. Then you're mandating that every single employer provide the same level of health benefits for its employees, raises the cost of doing business, and puts many small businesses out of business. The Reagan administration did bring about an unprecedented growth in employment. Now you're complaining there aren't enough workers? But you rail and rankle at policies like the training wage that would help to relieve the problem. Ted, you've always been right in union's pocket. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off on the European ban on U.S. beef. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.